Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Ernie C, the Gap-Tooth Genius, and I'm here with episode 138 of the STS Podcast. I am running it back with my boy Lodi, and we're going to be on STS Podcast 661. That's on X and Instagram, STS Podcast 661. Make sure you listen and subscribe on Apple Podcast, and you can watch on Spotify. Episode 138 of the STS Podcast.
Shoot that shit.
Don't worry. The shit. You'll get the shit.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Ernie C, the Gap-Tooth Genius. And we're back for episode 138. I think we're going to call this one Run It Back. My guy, Lodi, you're back.
I'm back, man. What's Thanks up, for dog? Having hey, me. Man, back to back.
Hey, dude, that's you're going on Magoo-like streak.
I know, man.
A Magoo-like streak.
If you shout out Magoo, man.
Hell yeah, dog. I had some great reviews for the last pod, episode 137. And they had the great idea saying, hey, why don't you bring Lodi back. I'm like, shit, why not?
All right, bro. I'm here. And so I appreciate y'all. Y'all really fuck with what I had to say. I was surprised, but man, I appreciate the love. So, dog, I'm back.
I was listening back to it. That shit had me rolling. When we talked about OJ and all that other stuff.
Great. Yeah, we had some good topics.
That was great. Dog.
We were shooting the shit for sure.
And I think we got some more great topics before we hit the Laker game tonight at 7. How do you feel about the Lakers tonight, dog?
Going into game 2, confidence level from a 1 to 10. It's probably about a low 3-4. Lost 9 straight to them. They seem to have our number, and it's unfortunate because it's not like they'd be blowing us out. We're close every game, and coaching makes a difference. Because fourth quarter, they always pull away at the end of the game, and that's how I know coaching is so crucial.
They always say if you lose less than 7, dog, it's coaching.
Facts.
All levels.
Yeah.
All levels.
Especially with all the games are usually, you know, one score games for the most part. So definitely. It's frustrating as a Laker fan, especially knowing, you know, LeBron and AD, you know, AD obviously has some time left in the tank, but LeBron, you know, year 21, who knows? So.
The numbers he's putting up though for year 21, man, has been phenomenal. I don't know if we'll ever see that consistency. I don't know. That has to be a new word for it. Consistency is not even the word.
No, for sure.
It's automatic.
Yeah, our guy Kobe, obviously we're huge Kobe fans. You know, obviously we've got the thing in the back. So yes. We all know our love for Kobe. But yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, maybe if he didn't have all those lingering bad 100%. Injuries at the end of his career, I feel like he could have maybe done something similar to what LeBron is doing. But for sure, LeBron, this is something that's unprecedented. We've never seen.
People forget Kobe's last 3-4 years, bro, didn't see a lot of court action.
No.
And that's, you know, it's horrible. Ever since that Achilles tear, bro, went from the Achilles, I think he tore his labrum.
Yeah, the shoulder.
He had the shoulder thing. Bro, he wasn't, the last 3 years he wasn't Kobe. It was hard to like.
It was hard.
It was hard to be a Lakers fan because he wasn't on the court. We were just getting spanked.
And our roster, even when he was on the court, God, yes. On or off the court, our roster was just, you know, obviously Kobe didn't want to take a pay cut near the end of his career. And, you know, part of me, you know, wishes maybe he would have. But I also understand Kobe, you know, he believed he wanted to be the highest paid player. And he was. And unfortunately, we weren't able to surround him with the best roster.
100%.
But we drafted well because you look at those players that were on the team. They've all kind of turned out to be somewhat decent NBA players, you know, with Ingram and D'Lo and Randall.
He always hurt.
Clarkson.
Dude, I know everybody shits on the whole Ball over Fox, but man, I kind of see it. De'Aaron Fox is a beast for Sacramento. That's a beast, bro. He's been consistent since he got in the league.
Fox is the truth. He's a Laker killer for sure.
Oh man, dude,
Kings have the Lakers number right now, and I hate to see it. You know?
His speed is really, really special, dog.
Yeah, no, we don't have anybody that can match up with him one-on-one, and that's one thing we're lacking. We not only do we not have enough size, mm-hmm. like, you know, to help with AD, you know, with rebounds and, you know, contesting the rim, but we don't have a ball stopper. We don't have a guard that can
Somebody down.
Yeah, we do not have that.
Definitely,
you know, D'Lo, and, you know, God bless Austin Reeves' heart. You know, he tries.
Yes, he does.
The effort's there, and same with Russell, but they're just, you know, they're just.
There's levels to it, bro.
There's not, it's just there's a lot of talent in the NBA right now, and especially, you know, they're catering more to the offense, just like they are in the NFL.
Every sport right now,
every sport, you know, the fans want, they, you know, butts and seats. They want high scoring, and, you know, that's unfortunately, you know, it's not going our way. So, game 2, you know, if we could steal this game, though, I think that could be huge.
Yes, 100%. I'm going to watch.
Yeah, definitely going to watch. So hopefully, you know, we're still Laker faithful, you know.
Yeah, we're just we're realists though. I was definitely a blind Laker fan at some time, man. I thought Kobe could have won MVP his last 3 years too before he got hurt.
Yeah, you know for what sure. I mean? For sure.
That's those Steve Nash years and Dwight Howard years were rough. I'll never forget when I seen the screen where it says Steve Nash hurt himself picking up his golf bag for his back.
I was like, it was like week shit. To week, I prefer more day to day.
Oh my God, dude, I was sick, bro. I was sick. But one thing I'm not sick of is plugging in the pod, you know, STS Podcast 661 on X and Instagram. Make sure you guys follow Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Spotify got a lot of video, I guess, watchers, dude. I don't know. They measure by 90 seconds. So people will watch
for okay. 90 seconds. So Spotify was a win. Shout okay. I like it.
And no, we're just doing this on iPhone, but it's something different. I wanted to bring a different
appreciate
format.
Support.
And I think this is working, bro. I think this is really good what we're doing. And, it's fire. We got Kenny over here scratching the door, and he wants to come in, but he's not because last time he made us.
We had a restart.
And we're not going to restart this time. One thing we are going to restart is this Marvel fandom.
Oh, the trailer today. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's watch it. Can we watch? I want to put it, I'll put it on mute.
Let's do it.
And you guys could watch us watch it.
So we can get a live reaction.
Yes. I think it's very, very necessary. Let me see. I don't want
to put also, I'm curious to see how many views it has already.
Oh, my God.
Because I bet it might just go and break a record for most viewed trailer in 24 hours.
A little bit off topic, but you know that Cat Williams, Shannon Sharp interviews take 2 million views away from being the most watched?
Wow.
Interview in YouTube history.
I knew that it was getting close. Oh my God. I didn't realize how close it is, but I mean, that was must-see TV, you know? They aired out a lot of stuff, and a lot of people obviously resonated with a lot of people. And
how does Shannon Sharp, who I'm a Bronco fan, I love Shannon, I love Sterling Sharp. I loved him with the Ravens. I'm a Shannon Sharp guy. Would have never thought he'll be this great podcasting interviewer. Not because he didn't have the talent. I just didn't know it was in his realm, you know? Like
I agree.
It's beautiful to watch. Dude. It's so beautiful. Okay, so we got this trailer here. We're going to let the ad go. So what's your expectations? Do you expect this to be everything it's been hyped up to be?
I do, but I also thought the same thing with Thor, Love and Thunder, and that turned out to be one of the worst Marvel movies of all time. So.
You didn't like that one?
Love and Thunder, I did not like Love and Thunder. It was too campy for me. It was a little too much, you know, not serious enough for my liking.
It's
so.
Very surreal to see Hugh Jackman, man, being Wolverine again,
opening up at the bar, obviously that kind of retreats back to the video game. It's kind of the same scene.
And he had a little joke here too. That whiskey dick joke was awesome, dog.
40-year-old Wolverine, you know, it's common.
It's awesome.
Their banter between each other, because, you know, Hugh Jackman, obviously Wolverine needs, you know, serious role. And, you definitely. Know, obviously we know Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool, how, you know, funny he
changed
is.
The whole. It's just changing the whole spectrum of the Marvel game. The rated R.
I'm a little worrisome for the fact that I don't know. I feel like they're doing the multiverse stuff a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're not overdoing it. But I have a lot of excitement. Obviously, you get to see Wolverine and his canon. You know, the yellow suit. I think that's cool. They don't show the mask though.
Yo, I'm sure they're gonna save that moment.
I'm sure they're gonna save the moment for the fans.
Yes.
Obviously, they left a lot out of this trailer. I think they don't want to give out too much.
I think the multiverse has definitely gave us what we wanted, though. It has to save it in a way, because how are we going to get everybody on the same in the same picture, in the same universe eventually? You know what I mean?
I agree. You know, when we saw Spider-Man No Way Home, that might have been the happiest I ever been in a movie theater when we got to see all three Spider-Mans. That was amazing.
Hugh Jackman looks still dicking him. He's still Wolverine, bro.
I think he's like 54, I think they said. Look at the dude, the claws, the fight scenes.
Yes, great shot. Let's pause this.
So that's Cassandra Nova. Okay. I looked that up. I read her up. Apparently she's Charles Xavier's evil clone sister.
Oh, okay,
and she has all the same powers as Charles Xavier.
Man.
But she's just evil.
Evil, okay.
So
I like it.
Apparently in the comics, Charles Xavier tried to kill her and exploded her in a million pieces, but apparently she had enough cells to bring her back to life.
This Ant-Man skull was pretty good.
Cool. It made me think, like, is that a foreshadowing of... Does that mean that Ant-Man's death is imminent in the Marvel Universe?
I'm sure they're going to have somebody had to go.
Somebody has to go, bro.
Somebody has to go in the next couple movies, I think.
I feel like we both can admit that Marvel has fallen off
since
Endgame.
Yes.
There's been a couple good things that have come out since then, but for the most part, it's been a lot of not so good
stuff. I wanted to pause this right here because I think I see Knight Rider, maybe?
I thought I seen that. There's some people in there that they show so quick that you can't really make out who they are.
Let's see if it happens here. This is the Ant-Man. I like that. Okay, that was the part. They were saying that, hey, maybe Knight Rider comes back.
They're saying
the Deadpool dog is hilarious.
That's going to be funny.
That's going to be hilarious.
That dog is hideous.
Yeah, dog. Kenny looks like a man, dude. She kind of had the Magneto skills, too?
Yes,
okay,
too.
Okay. Beautiful. Here comes that Doctor Strange portal.
Wonder if he gets a cameo.
Multiverse, my God, makes sense. What a great...
The end where they're talking about some adult drugs here. Yeah, I don't know if we're allowed to say.
We could say coke, bro.
We could say cocaine. You can say coke.
It's okay, dog.
It's funny because he says Kevin Feige, who's obviously Marvel director. He's like, that's the one joke we cannot talk about cocaine, and they have all different code names for it. So
let's fucking go, dude.
So very excited.
I don't think
there's any in between. I think it's going to be really, really good, and it's going to save Marvel, or it's going to be bad. Honestly, I do see the movie reaching $1 billion at the box office.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think a lot of people are underestimating how many people love Hugh Jackman
as
Wolverine.
Dude,
obviously, how many people love, you know, Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
I've been going back to the X-Men movies, and they were not horrible.
They
were great. Even First Class was great. Yeah. And I know it kind of fell off with the Wolverine. Even the Wolverine. The
Dark Phoenix and Apocalypse, those two, I wasn't the hugest fan, but I felt
those
like...
They weren't the Eternals at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love seeing... Logan is phenomenal.
I felt like that was a... perfect way to end a superhero, you know, but they had to bring it back by popular demand. It makes me think, you know, could we see some people that hung up, you know, like Iron Man? Could we maybe back for Secret Wars?
Money talks, bro. And I think they're gonna definitely find a way. There's always a way with these comics that they're gonna come, and no one really dies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some nerd stuff. Like, shout out to Pharrell and Hugo.
Especially, think, like you said, money talks.
Yes, dog. Money.
Robert Downey Jr. made a lot of money.
And you know what? I don't know what his other movies are doing, but kind of is. He is Iron Man. We can't ever. Actually, there was a movie with him and, damn it, it was a judge. I think it was maybe Robert Duvall. Don't quote me on that. It's called The Judge. And the only thing I can think about is fucking Iron Man, bro. Like, he's Iron Man to me, dude.
You know, he was in Oppenheimer, and he won his first Oscar.
I agree.
He won his first Oscar for that. That was really cool to see. If he never became Iron Man, who knows if he would have gotten that role.
I retract my statement. Oh, yes, he was in Oppenheimer. Yes, he was.
That movie was, pure cinema.
And people... who probably are not, some people always, it's probably boring to you because they have no idea what the hell this history context is. It's a great movie.
If you went into that movie blindfolded, and especially it being a 3-hour runtime, a lot of people complain about these long hour running movies, but I always looked at it like, if I'm enjoying the product that's on the screen, I'm not worried about how long the movie is. For instance, like the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League. I know DC's in a shitty, shitty place. Obviously, they rebooted it with James Gunn, so I got high hopes to see where they're going to go forward.
But I like the logo with the Superman. It's different.
Yeah.
I'm okay with different at this point.
Yeah. It looks good. I got high hopes. The cast looks good. I trust James Gunn. Obviously, he did Peacemaker. With John Cena,
I like that too.
That's great.
John Cena's another. Who would have thought he would have a role like that, bro?
Yeah, when his first movie did what the Marine, I was like, oh, I watched it. You know, being a Cena guy, but boy, that was rough.
Yeah, the Miz was rough too.
He's turned out to be a pretty damn good actor.
Yeah, man.
I think out of all the people that transition from wrestling to acting, I think Batista might have the most range.
He's beautiful. You know, it's a beautiful art that he's showing the world. Even in the this is M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Cabin, maybe?
Cabin in the Woods. I think that's what the title is. Don't quote us on that. But I do remember the movie. The movie was... it's a fault. It wasn't perfect, but it was enjoyable.
I loved Batista.
I liked
Batista's acting.
Batista killed that role, for sure.
Batista's doing great things. I think he's going to be... Man, I forgot. Well, he's going to be a starring role in... he's going to be a villain. Oh, in Avatar. He's going to be the main...
He got casted?
Yeah.
In the new Avatar? Avatar 3? Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that one.
Oh, my God.
That went beneath the cracks for me. That could be good.
That's going to be really good.
That could be good.
He's going to just shine. You're right. Dave Bautista is probably one of the best actors. I loved Roddy Piper. That one flick where he puts the glasses on.
Roddy Piper. Have you ever seen that movie before?
Which one?
Damn, I gotta, man.
Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Yeah,
talk about the R.I.P. the legend.
R.I.P. the legend. There
what,
is.
What was he? What was he in?
Oh my god! And it's a famous director's movie. Oh my god! My brother's gonna kill me from that.
Like
even
a Scorsese? Or something
nah,
like
it's
that.
I want to say it's a Robert Rodriguez. Maybe it's not Robert Rodriguez, bro. Maybe James Carpenter or John Carpenter. I bet you it's John Carpenter.
Oh, the guy that did the Halloween movies.
Yes, yes. Let me
That's
see.
Obviously my favorite horror icon,
Let's
Michael Myers.
See what movie he was in. I hope if it was John Carpenter,
was
I actually kind of know my shit.
Was he in the? I was gonna say because.
What is his filmography at? Oh, here it is. What the hell was this thing called, man? Maybe that's not Body Slam. Oh yeah, They Live by John Carpenter. Yes,
it was John Carpenter.
Bro, you have to
shout
watch
out
this
John
movie,
Carpenter.
Dog.
Okay, is it a horror movie?
Yeah,
is
it's
it,
a
okay,
horror
okay,
movie.
Okay.
It's called They Live, bro. It's actually he could see. It's like he lives in this alternative reality. He puts the glasses on. He can see all the aliens.
Is
and
he
stuff.
Is he the main character?
Yeah, he's that,
okay.
That's him on the. This is
that's
him right
on the poster. Okay,
yeah, bro. Oh man, dude.
Damn,
one day we
RIP.
Will have. One day we're gonna have the technology, which I'm sure we do somehow. We're not gonna do it now, to be able to watch these trailers and then put the video, that trailer on the video, and put it on the pod so we can see what the people can see what we're watching, so
we'll,
we can have shit like that.
We'll get there one day.
We're gonna get
there
one day.
Because I definitely, obviously, you know, you'd be seeing that on a higher class podcast. You know?
Yeah, dude.
Obviously, we're a little more low budget right now,
yeah,
but we're building.
We're mom and pop, baby. We out here
we're,
grinding.
We build it. We appreciate the support, though. Thanks for listening.
I'm pretty sure you're coming back on, though, bro.
Man, it feels good, bro. I always wanted to do kind of my own shit. I never, to this date, I haven't been brave enough to be vulnerable enough to put myself out there and be willing to fail and you know,
I've
to
cried
go through
on
the
this
grind.
Podcast, dog.
And that's why I really have so much respect for you, man.
I've cried on this podcast, dog, because I had no one else to, like, especially, like, my uncle died and my grandpa's, like, 10-year anniversary. My cousin died. Like, I've had my boy Big Lou died. Man, I don't even know if we ever talked about that on the podcast. I don't think you know what? We did, because I remember him. I always told him, dog, when you die, I'm making a podcast, and that's it. He used to get so mad at me. Like, dude, we have to. We gotta pay respect to you. Like, I've had some very, very down moments.
For sure.
I remember when I was going through my bullshit, I had a podcast with one of these boxers, and I was so out of it. But in the video, I looked fine. But I was not fine, dog. I was like,
definitely put on a brave face.
Yeah, dog. You got to sometimes. That's tough. But no, the podcast, you got to be vulnerable. I think you got to be real. You got to be
that's what people
authentic
resonate
as fuck,
with,
bro. Because I'm not gonna. I would hate to act a certain way on this thing and then walk in another room and be like, hey, you ain't like that.
Yeah.
My goal is to. I think I said on this JV thing. Oh, it's JV. Damn, I'm thinking basketball. Jay-Z interview. He's the same. He wants to be the same person. You know, walk in any room.
Yeah,
and I'm not trying to adapt that, but I've always felt like I've tried to do that because I knew coming up in the streets, you know who someone fake and someone's a bullshitter. I'm a good bullshitter, but I don't feel like I'm trying to get anybody. I'm not trying to, you know, deceive anybody. You know what I mean? So I want to be. I don't want this podcast to be deceiving. It's just two homies shooting the shit. I know my boy Rob, my cousin, said, "Yo, yeah, but that was a good episode." Shit.
Shout out Robert Vita. I appreciate you
for
wanting me to come back on. And if you're listening again, I rock with you.
Yeah,
back
dog.
Since the Foot Locker days. Go Lakers.
Did not know you all went back to the Foot Locker days,
man.
Come on, Rob. You got to tell me these things.
That was a long ass time ago.
Maybe you did tell me that. How fast does time fly?
Too fast.
I tell these kids all the time, like, I was just having this conversation with one of my kids. You cannot make these years the best years of your life. Because this is fun times. We had a great run. But you have so much more to look forward to. Like, this is not the best time in my life. I had a great time coaching this team.
It may seem like it right now. You're being, you know, kind of narrow-minded. And you're so young and kind of naive. And you're 100%. Still growing as a human being, you know. But, yeah, definitely you have so much more to look forward to.
I'm 33, bro. And I cannot say that I've reached the best time in my life.
Same. Same age. And I have to say the same. I know I have so much more to look forward to. And that's one thing that helps me, you know, helps me look forward, knowing that I have so much
so much
more life.
Remember when we used to think 33-year-olds were fucking old?
Oh, I know. I apologize, by the way, all the people that were 30 when I was like 18 and I was calling you guys old.
Old fucks.
I'm sorry. I'm so fucking sorry because, damn, yeah, I'd be feeling it now.
Dude, it's crazy. It does. You can feel it a little bit more now. That's why I'm like, man, I got to get going in the gym. I got to do something because this sitting and being idle all day cannot happen, bro.
Idle time is a devil's playground. That's one of my favorite sayings, 100%. Man. Too much time on your hands is not good, bro. It's not good for anybody. So keep busy, no matter what it is, and then do something that makes you happy. Try new things. You know, take risks. Don't be afraid.
I was just telling my brother today. You got to make it happen. You have this thing you want to do. Then shit, ain't nobody gonna do it for you, my guy. You got to do it.
Yep.
And I told the girls too, like, oh, cause they seen my fat ass running today. Why? But I'm like, cause fuck, I'm trying to get all these businesses off the ground. I ain't no good at myself if I'm dead. Yeah. They ain't gonna grow if I'm dying or I'm sick. You know, I mean, that's a distraction I don't need. I got, and health is wealth. The more I get older, the more I realize mm-hmm. that shit. Like,
that saying is wealth, so bro. Cliche because you hear it thousands, millions of times, and you know, kind of. But yeah, bro, it's true as fuck. Take care of your health, man, because money can't buy health. Look at Steve Jobs.
Oh my God! Yes, yeah. You know, he had the most money in the world.
Couldn't save himself. Couldn't even save himself. So yeah, unless you're Magic Johnson, you know, that boy had a
Magic Man.
Magic Man. He got, you know, he got the virus and he's still kicking. Hey, he's still going. That takes everybody out.
I've been using that fool's meme all the time because sometimes the kids be asking me what's gonna happen. I'm like, I ain't gonna be there.
I ain't gonna be here. That is one of my favorite gifts of all time.
I ain't gonna be here. Like, they be asking me questions about next year. I ain't gonna be here, my G. I don't know. I can find out for you, but I don't know.
God. And bro, at the time, as a Laker fan, I remember being so pissed off. Like, bro, fuck you.
He didn't even know. No one even knew he was quitting and shit. I feel it, though. I've done that. I've literally done that. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, the franchise going down the dump, but hey, I ain't gonna be here to witness it. Good luck, Rob Pelinka.
Hell yeah.
Hey, at least Rob Pelinka got us with one championship.
We are so greedy as Laker fans, bro.
We got 17 championships, God, and we're so spoiled brats.
I seen the Boston Celtics play. They look good last night.
They're looking good. I mean, they're going against a Jimmy Butler-less Heat team. But, you know, Spoelstra's always going to get his guys ready to go.
Hey,
so.
They play tough, though. They were down by maybe 22 at a point. And they got within eight.
They chipped away. I caught a little bit of it.
I needed that 14-less, but whatever, man.
The fact that Bam Adebayo, I think I said his name right, he's in the top three finalists for Defensive Player of the Year, and Anthony Davis isn't. Is absolutely mind-boggling
absurd.
To me. Because what does Bam Adebayo do defensively better than Anthony Davis? Mm-hmm. Please tell me. And you could call me a biased Laker fan, whatever. But AD, what he's doing, he's really our only real great defender on the team besides Jared Vanderbilt, which, by the way, bro, get well soon because we fucking need you out there.
100%.
If we could get him that ball pressure out there, I think that could help us a lot.
Gotta stop the ball. And the playoffs are a whole different game, bro. It's defense. Defense actually matters. We're not taking nights off.
Yeah, and you know what? We could have played better, but you know what? We were playing pretty good at first. Obviously, we built a pretty good lead, and we went into halftime, you know, pretty confident that we had a 10-point lead. And then, boy, definitely. The third quarter just killed us.
Yes.
The third quarter killed us. So if we could have a better third quarter tonight, I think that could go a long way into.
I'm gonna try to watch
it. Hopefully, we can sneak one out. Yeah,
you're
able to watch it, bro.
I kind of want to watch Raw.
We need your support. I want to watch Raw. I want to watch Raw too. I get it. I get the East Coast time, so it's already going on
in my house. I love watching it live,
from
bro.
5 to 8. Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. So
before we go into wrestling talk, we had a great boxing matchup this weekend. Ryan Garcia defeated Devin Haney.
That was a good fight.
I want to talk about two things. Let's make sure we cover them before we forget. Talk about the fight, how he went, all that good stuff, some bets we took. And let's talk about the O in boxing. Because the O in boxing is very, very... It's a lie, bro.
It's leading to a lot of people ducking fights, avoiding opponents. And that's the one I love. As much as I love boxing, I just hate how... They're able to kind of avoid fighting people that we want to see certain types of fights.
And that's why especially these boxers have the mental health problems they have, because there's so much pressure into, I can't lose. Like, bro, no, you're going to lose. And that's okay, because you're fucking fighting the best, dog. That's why De La Hoya has always been known as one of the best motherfuckers to lace them up. Yeah. No matter what is out of the ring activities, irrelevant. In the ring, bro, he fought everybody who was relevant, the top dog. He wasn't scared. He got his ass kicked. Pacquiao.
Same with Pacquiao. He didn't duck no smoke from anybody. He went out there and fought everybody. And I know me and you were both Floyd fans.
Yes, 100%.
You know, I think we both could safely say that I would have loved to seen Floyd fight, you know, Pacquiao when they're both in their prime.
In the prime,
I felt that could have been probably, maybe, arguably the best fight.
I wanted a healthy Pacquiao. I don't think Pacquiao was healthy.
He wasn't. They said before the camp, before the fight, you know, that he tore. I think it was his labrum.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Shoulder injury or something. So he's only, you know, that's tough.
And you can't, that amount of money, you're not going to reschedule that. We can't reschedule that. That's not an injury that recovers in 2-3 months, you know?
Yeah.
So it was nice to see boxing. I've always loved to see boxing in the spotlight again. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Sorry, we're still mom popping out here. I love it. So Ryan Garcia got the knockout. Oh, actually, he got the decision.
Yeah, he knocked him down 3 times.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Going into, like, the 9th round or the 10th round, they had him down. They had Ryan Garcia down in the fight. And you know what? Haney, don't get me wrong. It's not like he wasn't doing anything. He's a boxer, bro. He's a boxer. Yes, he was the heavy favorite.
Yes, he was picked up. I had Garcia. I want some shout out to my shit. I can't put that on blast. Shout out to my guys, though. I put +500. I put money on Garcia winning and money on Garcia in the decision.
Okay.
So I double dipped. Thank God. Oh, man.
Wow. You came up nice.
Very nice. But I had Haney, the side bets, Haney winning the 3rd and 4th round because I'm thinking Garcia.
I think he won those rounds too.
Yeah, bro. If Garcia is really as fucked up as they say he is, I never really bought into the whole social media thing anyway. Mm-hmm. I know how kids are. It's attention. I get it. You got to build the fight.
You got to sell the fight for sure.
Exactly. But if he's going to take him out, he's taking him out early.
Yeah.
If it goes beyond, he's in trouble because I knew Ryan was going to be bigger than him.
Yeah, Ryan, when he landed that left jab or left hook in the first round, like 20 seconds into the fight, everybody was just kind of like
that
going
changed
crazy.
The whole fight.
Yeah, it did. Because
Haney has to fight now from a distance. I can't let you connect on me because I don't know if I'm going to get up. Ryan's too fast.
But I respect both Haney and Ryan Garcia for making that fight happen.
Yes.
Because, 100%. You know, like Haney was saying pre the fight, you know, he had a lot of respect for Ryan Garcia because he was like, Ryan doesn't have to take this fight.
No, he doesn't.
You know, he doesn't have to. So I respect him for taking this fight. And, you know, same. You know,
they
same
sparred
with,
several times in their career, too.
Yeah,
I think
that was their 7th fight. Yeah. So they fought 6 times in the amateur and they split 3-3, mm-hmm. from what, if I'm not mistaken. So now, you know, Ryan Garcia won best out of 7. And, you know, I guess the best man won.
Hey, dude, that left hook was devastating. Once he connected the first time, Haney had to switch up that game plan.
Yeah.
And in those type of fights too, you gotta scrap. And he's a scrapper too. He wants to throw him, but when Garcia's clinching on you, that's all strategic too. People were like, no, dude, that's boxing.
Yeah, a lot of people Garcia hate the clinching, but yeah, like you said, it's boxing.
And
he had that little
shoulder Floyd thing going on. Yep. Like, what the hell? I should know this as a boxing fan. What, the shoulder roll?
Yeah, the shoulder roll. There we go.
And I knew what he was doing though. He was just trying to make sure these punches don't land and they slide off his shoulder, and he was gonna come back and pop him.
Yeah,
and that's what happened, bro. And it was. I was kind of hoping Garcia lost because I needed him to learn the lesson of you can't pop that shit if you ain't gonna back it up. But the motherfucker backed it up.
What goes to show how I looked at after the fight was how good is Tank? Because he made light work, and I know that, you know, they didn't have the hydration clause, and you know, he was fighting at a weight that he's not comfortable fighting at,
which matters. I think.
So it does matter. It does. It is important. And Oscar De La Hoya said after the fight, if they fight again, it's going to be at a catch weight. It's going to be at, I think they said 144. I think they're going to fight at. So I think that fight needs to happen again. And yeah, with the hydration clause, because I think that can make a huge difference. And I think the second fight between him and Tank could be, you know, a much better fight.
Tank's
obviously,
a beast,
Tank,
though, too,
Tank,
bro.
Tank, yeah, Tank's that power is just. It's just, yeah.
As much as people want to discredit boxing for not having competition, that 130 to 175 is low. Even the head shit, all the way to heavyweights, it's loaded now, bro.
Heavyweight's up right now. Yeah.
We got Fury Usyk coming up pretty soon.
It's
going to be a good belt, bro. We got Martin coming against Tank. Terrence Crawford just announced his fight in L.A.
I want Bud to fight Canelo.
Bro,
I want that
we
fight.
We got Canelo against my guy Jaime. Like, we got a lot of good bouts in boxing, bro.
Definitely.
And it's getting interesting right now.
A lot of talent.
And I love, like I said, Garcia, he proved me right. I shout out to him for winning me some Fetty. But it was nice to see my guy put the work in. And I think he did kind of troll us a little bit.
He did, because he even said after the fight that he was smoking the whole, you know, preparing for the fight. He was smoking every day. He was drinking every day.
Did you see the damn, he did a FaceTime with like one of the Paul brothers. He's like, now that beer wasn't beer. It was fucking apple juice and shit.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that. I was
like, man, dog, that's genius. But my man, you bullshit, dog.
But the fact that he could have won the belt, but he was in overweight.
But you know what, though, bro? The belts mean nothing.
I don't think it didn't mean anything to him. Nothing. He obviously didn't care
about
it.
You
got to
remember, too. This is something I didn't learn until later on. When you're the champion, you have to take some of that money you win from your purse and pay these commissions, pay these WBCs, WBA, WBOs. You pay them out of your pocket. No one's paying that but you. Why the fuck do I want the belt? If I'm losing money as being the champion. You know, it has no prestige, has no honor. There's too many. It's saturated. It's essentially AEW. It's
AEW is a mess right now.
Yeah, dog. It's that's what it is with the boxing game. There's too many champions. But it's all about money. These commissions need to stay afloat, and I kind of see where Ryan's coming from. Not just Ryan, all these guys are coming from. Let's make our money in Saudi Arabia. We're going to pay us $25 million a fight. Nigga, Anthony Joshua, bro. Like, let him fight. Yep. I get that 1,000%. It's a good business move. Build your brand up. But, you know, I'm a boxing guy. I'm a boxing purist. They should be fighting for these fucking belts. I know he missed the weight, but they should have gave him some time to cut that damn weight.
I agree.
Or fight for the title, but you're going to have to give that purse up. Like, legit give that purse up. Mm-hmm. This is going to be for the title. No matter where there's a will, there's a way. There has to be fight. There has to be at stake, bro.
Yep.
Besides this fucking, I can say on Twitter, I beat your ass. Like, it needs to be something at
stake. Yeah, that's not enough.
That's kind of where I'm at with it, but it's going to be some good stuff. I think it's really good for the game. I think boxing's still, you know, UFC's always there, dog, but boxing has my heart still, dog.
Yeah, boxing, UFC, you know, professional wrestling, I'm a fan of all three, you know, so it's, you know, just I'm here for the ride. I'm here for the entertainment.
We got Canelo's going to fight next weekend. I'm really interested.
Who's he fighting?
I can't even. I know his last. It's Mangua. I just can't pronounce it because I'm going to butcher it.
Okay.
Magia. I don't know. Magia. I don't know. But Jaime. Good kid. Undefeated fighter. He's not a scrub. I think it's a good fight. Do I think Canelo beats him? Yes. I hope he takes Benavidez on, bro.
Yeah. I like that matchup. I like that.
But if he does it, bro, I think that's his prerogative too, because Mayweather did the same thing. Once he figured out, people are going to come see me no matter what.
It doesn't matter who I fight.
He fought fucking Berto his last fight before Conor, dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he fought Andre Berto his last fight, dog, before Conor. I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at. It's like, if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
What do we have last on the itinerary today?
What was that?
What else do we have on the itinerary?
Oh, I think we haven't even talked about wrestling yet.
Oh, man.
We haven't talked about, you know, the AEW pay-per-view that happened last night.
Did you watch it last night?
You know what? I just caught the Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson match. That got great reviews. I don't know if I rated it as high as what Dave Meltzer.
Dave's going to give you 11 no matter what.
He's all on Ospreay right now. He says it was the best wrestling match that's happened outside of Japan. Which is high praise. It was a great match. Don't get me wrong. I did catch the Strickland versus Samoa Joe. I caught the ending. I didn't watch.
Shout out to my guy Samoa Joe for holding it down, making that title mean something, dog.
Yeah, he did.
He made that title mean something.
It'd be now that, you know, he's the hunted. You know, it'll be eager to see what happens because, you know, Hangman Adam Page is going to come back, and then, you know, wonder, you know, MJF. You know, has to come back.
Definitely.
You know, sooner or later.
What are they doing
so
with my girl Sasha, man?
Apparently, she hasn't been cleared to compete yet.
That's what's going on.
So she's hurt.
Okay, so that's verified, right?
It's verified. She's hurt, but they already said, so the whoever, I'm not familiar with the women that wrestled last night, but the champ, she
Willow
is
Nightingale won.
There we go. Okay. She's defending against Sasha.
Mercedes Moné
at Double or Nothing.
Okay.
So that's confirmed. Whoop. So I feel like it's inevitable. She's probably going to win the belt. And you know what? The crazy thing is we are going to be at the Going Home show.
Oh, that's the Going Home show.
That's the Going Home show.
Holy shit. I did not even think about that.
That's the Going Home show. So we might, you know,
for our non-marks, that means the show before the pay-per-view, just to clarify, because we got a lot of sure,
people that might not know what we're talking about.
Yeah, they're like, man, let's forward to wrestling talk. But we'll always have wrestling talk on this damn podcast.
Yep.
I just don't see. My thing is, if she's hurt, fine, but give her some decent, meaningful TV time. I haven't seen anything that makes me say, damn, I can't wait to watch her in the ring, bro. Except for her. She's a very beautiful woman. I'm sure she's very athletic. But I need a storyline. And if I didn't watch fucking New Japan Wrestling, I would have no idea her and Willow Nightingale had a thing.
Yeah.
I would have never knew she hurt her. I had to do my own little research on that. But
I'm not sure exactly what the injury is, but that's what I read this morning when I was kind of like reading up on AEW because I knew I was going to come on the podcast. So I wanted to kind of like get those facts straight because I was thinking the same thing. Why is she not wrestling yet? She's been on AEW now for... Well, like, is it a little over a month now? Yeah, she signed officially.
And I like the interview part, but just get her in the ring at this point. We want to see her wrestle.
Yeah, totally. Because we know how good she is, you know, in her times at WWE.
AJ versus LA Knight was a great bout.
Yep.
It's nice to see AJ get.
It's nice to see AJ finally go over because obviously they've been pushing LA Knight very heavy.
Yes.
I think this is going to be interesting. A lot of people don't realize that AJ Styles fought Dusty Rhodes
at TNA,
for the NWA championship. So this is kind of storytelling.
Yes.
A shout out Paul Levesque, man. He knows what he's doing. He has a vision and he sees it through. And that's very, very important nowadays in WWE. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, we know Cody Rhodes, you know, they're going to let him hold on to the belt for a while. So he's going to win. But him versus AJ is going to be, it's going to be a good belt.
It's a fresh belt, too. That's what I'm about to say right now. There's a lot of fresh matchups that we could just play with.
Yeah, because they haven't wrestled yet. Right?
They have not.
They've never won one-on-one.
They
so
have
that's,
him and AJ still, him and Knight, him and Orton. There's a lot of money on the table, bro.
The WWE draft is this week.
Oh.
Start on Friday.
On SmackDown.
On SmackDown.
Oh,
so,
man.
Kind of ironic they're doing it the same week as the NFL draft. I don't think that's by coincidence.
Oh, no. Nick Khan's not a dumb man.
I think they did that last year, too. So I think they're going forward. I think they're going to start doing the draft the same week as the NFL draft. So obviously, round one is on Thursday for the NFL. They're only going to be competing with, you know, rounds
two. We just got Zach Wilson for chump change.
Ah, man. Y'all took two L's today, though. The jersey reveals.
What's up, man? That was nice.
I like the throwback one that you guys showed.
That's the one I like.
Those ones are sweet, but your day-to-day uniforms, the ones you guys are going to be wearing weekly.
We got new uniforms?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just the throwbacks, bro.
Yeah, so pull it up. They're going to be wearing the throwbacks, but I think they're only going to be wearing those one time this year.
Let's see
but you guys got actual new threads.
Okay.
I think it's like three or four different jerseys. You have like an all white, a blue on blue, and you have a orange and white.
Here we go. Let's see if we got one here.
So yeah, I wasn't crazy about the jerseys for the Broncos. Maybe some of you Bronco fans liked it, or some of you NFL fans. Maybe you guys want
to
weigh in and
let
us know.
It's a sign. We don't want to see this shit.
Yeah. So. But
Oh man. Well, so they're ugly then, huh?
Yeah.
I believe you. I'm gonna have to check it out myself.
You know, and I'm not. And I've always kind of liked the Bronco jerseys. So it's not like I'm speaking from hatred,
yes.
Like I'm a Raider fan and, you know, fuck the Broncos or the Chubba Chief fan. I'm like, those jerseys are ugly. I just care. I've always kind of liked that. I've always thought the Broncos jerseys were pretty nice.
Always liked the Bronco orange.
Those are going to be worn this year.
I've always
liked
the white old school.
The white helmet with the orange helmet or whatever with the orange jersey, the white bottoms. It's nice looking. It's a good looking set.
What's up with Kirk Cousins right now, man? Is he getting some tampering charge on him with the
Lanta? And you know what? It's kind of his fault because in his introductory press conference when Falcons signed him, he came out straight up said that, oh yeah, well, I was talking to Atlanta before. You know, I'm like, bro, you told on yourself.
Damn,
so
he told on
himself in his introductory press conference. So, you know, obviously that it probably was going to come out anyways, but it just brought more light to the situation. and now he's in Atlanta. You know, as a Viking fan, you know, he had some good years with us, but, you know, 6 years, we only had one playoff victory. One playoff berth. Well, actually two playoff berths.
Yeah.
Two playoff berths, one and one in the playoffs. Actually, three. No, two playoff bursts. We beat the Saints on the road, and then
we had good teams.
We had Diggs, Thielen, you know, you had Jefferson,
Cook.
You had Cook,
yeah,
you know, Mike Zimmer at the time, you know, had our defense looking good for a while until NFL finally caught on to him. Now we got a more offensive-minded head coach, which is kind of what you want today's NFL. But, yeah, we'll see what Kirk does in Atlanta. It's definitely a lot better than what Atlanta's been working with lately.
I think Russell Wilson got screwed, bro. I'm kind of happy Pittsburgh got him, and I hope Pittsburgh shines, bro. I hope they thrive with him. He deserves it. Like, it's ridiculous what they did to him.
It's wild that they signed him and Fields.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, which way are they going to go? I think, obviously, Russell Wilson's going to be week one, day one starter.
Fields could learn a lot from him, though, I think. He could definitely be under his wing for a little bit.
I think by the end of the season, I think Fields is going to end up... I think Russell Wilson's going to be on a short leash just because of how his career has been the last 2 years in Denver.
Yes.
Seattle moved off of him. It is disappointing because, he was a good player. I know a lot of people clown him for being corny, obviously. But, he's still one of the better quarterbacks we've seen in our generation. Yes. So I respect Russell Wilson for, his play style. He did a lot for Seattle.
Definitely. But,
yeah.
Did you listen to that new Nas and DJ Premier joint?
I did listen to it when you told me this morning that we were going to bring that up on the podcast. It was cool. It sounded, I liked it. Definitely sounded like the DJ Premier that, we're kind of used to. Sounded. Yes.
Everybody expects his best, though. Like, he can't... Not every producer would come with that shit,
dog. It was just a single. Especially, it was okay.
I think we just had this hip boy,
That hip boy run was iconic.
Fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, those were...
Different styles, people. And I'm not the biggest Nas fan in the world until these hip boy albums came out.
Yeah.
I love how it's just Nas flowing over Supremo, bro.
They meshed very well
together. The chemistry is always going to be there, bro. Yeah.
And Hip Boy is definitely one of the best producers in the game right now. He's definitely top three, he's up there.
Did you see the album with his dad in Game?
Nah.
Or him and his dad, actually, in Game was on a couple tracks, and Game actually ended up doing a couple songs with his dad.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool, though. I don't know a lot. I didn't know a lot about Hip Boy, except how, the whole Watch the Throne or that. Which one was he on with the Kanye stuff?
Hip Boy was doing a lot of stuff with Kanye when they did the Cruel Summer tapes. I know he's been... He just barely started becoming... Because he could rap, too.
Yes, I heard that.
Hip Boy did the Half a Mil mixtapes with Dom Kennedy. I think Half a Mil 1, 2, and 3. So they were all great projects.
I remember his roots a little bit, but I just remember for some reason I seen him on fucking Watch the Throne for some reason. I don't know what he was...
He definitely produced some stuff on Watch the Throne. Okay, that's for sure. You're spot on. I don't know how many tracks he did, but he definitely worked with Kanye. He's worked with Kanye a lot. He worked with Nip a lot. All right, Pete Nip. He definitely did. He did a lot of stuff with Nip.
His style is so much different from Mirrors. So I think the fan, how internet is, bro.
Gotcha.
I try not to listen to that shit, dog.
No, for sure.
Yeah. I think we'll just be happy that we're even getting a taste of what a premiere
Nas
album
that Nas is still
be.
Rapping. Yeah, it makes me believe: is this going to lead to an album or a premiere? And Nas going to do like a full on, maybe just do an EP or?
That's okay with me.
What they're going to do? I'll be cool.
7, 8, 9 songs.
Sometimes less is more.
It makes them want more.
Sometimes too many tracks could start to feel watered down.
That's why I loved about the Magic tracks with the Magic albums.
They were
with
only,
Hit-Boy.
I think, all like 10 tracks.
Yeah, dog,
each.
That was
nice, short,
awesome,
crisp.
Yes,
and the albums were very cohesive.
Definitely,
it all made sense. It all flowed together,
and everything kind of sounded different.
Yes,
I think King's Disease 2 is one of my favorite ones.
I think that
bro.
Was my favorite one.
Yeah, that's my god, the beats. I remember we were going to Vegas, me and Adrena. We played that shit. Forever Moments was my shit.
Yeah.
Like that was the one. And then Magic 2, those took me a while to kind of, I was still like, Nas can't pick a good beat, and oh my god, it changed my whole perspective on.
Yeah, like you said, like same thing you said earlier, I've never been really the hugest Nas fan, but I definitely always had high respect for him.
1,000%.
He's definitely one of the greatest MCs of all time. Wherever you want to rank him, he's got to be in your top five. Wherever you guys want
to put
him.
After this run, he has to be.
But yeah, he's a great, great rapper. It's good to see him, working with, newer up and comer producers, and then also trying to work with, older ones too. So
I think this is going to be the 94. This is the 30-year anniversary of Illmatic.
Jesus.
And this is why we got this. And I think the man's only still 46, 47 years old.
He's got to be in his 50s.
You think so? Man, I wish my internet was working. We could fat check this stuff. I think Nas was...
Let's see
how old Nas is, dude. Let's see. Is Nas 50? How old was he when he dropped Illmatic? I thought he was like 17 or some shit.
18. Sometimes AT&T be on some bullshit with me. So let me
dude, see. We all got some internet problems here. What the hell? This is the real East Side.
Nas is 50.
No shit.
September 14th, 1973. Oh, so he is Lord. Just turned 50.
He just turned 50. So that's why we got the premiere joint. It was the 30th anniversary of Illmatic. Those last five albums with Hit-Boy have definitely put him higher on anybody's list because nobody got to. There is nobody, an older rapper, we don't say washed anymore because rock music don't say that shit, country don't say that shit, pop stars don't say that shit.
For sure.
Older artists who have been rapping for a long time have never had a five album span. Like, they can't do it. Yeah. I don't see Snoop doing something like that that's that good because Snoop has already kind of said everything he needs to say. Yeah. He's a different type of rapper. Nas has stories, bro. He still could. The way he manipulates his words and just kind of, he makes you visualize what he's rapping about.
And then again, it's all subjective. You know, everybody's going to have their personal favorites and their opinions on who they think are, you know, better rappers. There's really no really right or wrong answer, but there is, you know, at the end of the day, there is a mad respect for Nas.
I wasn't going to say a Mac Dre joke, but I will not, because I know my guy Hyman,
we know how much you hate fucking Mac Dre. That's crazy to me.
I don't hate Mac Dre. It's crazy. He's just a regional rapper.
It's crazy, man. Oh my God. I think just influence-wise, he's just made such a landmark in the game of hip hop, and just the culture he created. He's just
definitely
legendary. Right,
shout out to Mac Dre, man. Shout out to Mac Dre. Shout out to Lodi, bro. I know we got the late game going, but I wanted to give you a shout out for coming back on, bro. It's short and sweet. Episode 138. Any shout outs you want to give the people since they're requesting your presence on the podcast?
Hey, man, if you guys want me to keep coming on, let me know, bro, because I like doing this. This is therapy for me doing podcasts. It's cool, you know. It's fun to do. So I appreciate anybody who reached out to Ernie and they were like, "Hey, bro, popular demand, they want you back." So if y'all rocking with me and you want me back on, let me know. I'll come back on. If not, then you know it's all love either way.
Magoo,
you know,
he's coming fun. For your streak, Magoo.
Yeah, Magoo, I'm coming for your ass.
Streak, Magoo.
Magoo, I'm coming for you. I gotta finish the rest of that because I gotta say that word. But anybody wrestling fan,
that Booker T,
that Booker T.
Man, my guy Lodi, episode 138. We're gonna call this "Run It Back." Appreciate you coming out, dog.
Appreciate you, man.
Holla at you, bro. Let's go Lakers.
Let's go Lakers. Yes, fuck the Nuggets.
Hell yeah.